It is March 21st, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's newsletter. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of Markets Wiki and Markets Wiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. I thought the Swiss were known for their banking skills, but it turns out they will be known for their banking debts. According to Bloomberg, the Swiss bailout of Credit Suisse will cost each man, woman, and child in Switzerland $13,500. This will be three times the cost of the 2008 bailout of UBS, the bank that is taking over Credit Suisse. The populist response to the bailout was a protest outside of Credit Suisse's headquarters in Zurich, in which demonstrators chanted "Revolution" and "Eat the Rich." Destroying their credibility for not being rich, they threw eggs at the building in Paradeplatz, the heart of the city's financial district, Bloomberg reported. Okay, I added the part about destroying their credibility because we all know that eggs are very precious these days. Speaking of protecting banks, U.S. Treasury Secretary and Financial System Protector Janet Yellen said she would find ways to protect all the little banks if necessary to safeguard the financial system, the New York Times reported. IEX has published a position paper on the SEC's proposed changes to Regulation NMS. You can find the position paper with a link in today's newsletter. The Financial Times also is reporting that Nestle disclosed that less than half of its food products were considered healthy using a commonly used definition. Keep that in mind the next time you bite into a Kit Kat bar. According to a Fox News report, I might have been a good dad because of the corny dad jokes I told my kids when they were small. Evidently, responding to awkward situations with dad jokes helps kids overcome those kinds of moments later in life. I once showed my kids my stepladder. I told them I never knew my real ladder. Rupert Murdoch is engaged to be married for the fifth and final time, he said, according to a Financial Times report. The media mogul divorced his fourth wife just 8 months ago, but decided it was time to jump back into the matrimony game. He is marrying Anne Leslie Smith, the widow of Chester Smith, a country singer who was a founder of the Spanish language TV network Univision. Hong Kong Exchange and Clearing reported on LinkedIn that its MSCI India U.S. dollar index futures have traded in excess of 10,000 contracts since the beginning of March. CME Group reported on LinkedIn that open interest for its ARIS SOFR swap futures has jumped nearly four times in the last week. I went to bed before the Indiana Hoosiers lost to Miami in the second round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Thus, I am teamless. How about them Cubs? UNEP FI and Climate Action host the sixth annual Sustainable Investment Forum Europe, which returns to Paris at the Pullman Paris Eiffel Tower on May 9, 2023, running from 9 to 1715 CET. Leaders in sustainable finance and investment will share best practices on ESG, due diligence, highlight solutions for climate risk and adaptation, and explore blended finance techniques to attract commercial capital while providing financial returns for investors that align with UN SDG and net zero goals. You can learn more about the in-person and online event with a link in today's newsletter. Luxembourg for Finance will hold its sixth annual Sustainable Finance live stream March 29th to 30th, 2023 from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. CEST. The forum will explore next steps for the financial services industry. H.E. Yuriko Backes, Luxembourg's finance minister, and John Kerry, United States Special Presidential Envoy for Climate, are among the speakers. You can learn more and sign up for the free event with the link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From the Financial Times, the headline, "Perhaps she will not spoil the atmosphere after all. Women marked 50 years trading at the LSE. Some of the first female traders recount how they started on the floor of the exchange." Janet McCall sparked a good deal of excitement when she took up her role on the floor of the London Stock Exchange in 1978 as the first female dealer at broker Wed Durlacher. Colleagues say that Janet is dark, if not sultry, shapely, and single, very promising, and when it comes to business, tough. One press cutting from the time of her appointment noted, "Perhaps she will not spoil the atmosphere after all." Another article observed that the 22-year-old pretty brunette from Essex was joining a team of 84 men, did not have a special boyfriend in her life at that point. My comment, how the world has changed for the better. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times as well. SVB Lessons in Forgotten History of the Bank of the United States. The New York bank collapse in 1930 has parallels with the failure of Silicon Valley lender from Abby Joseph Cohen. The recent closure of Silicon Valley Bank has some intriguing parallels with the failure more than 90 years ago. In 1930, the collapse of the curiously named Bank of the United States, which was not a government entity, is widely believed to have been a major catalyst in turning the 1929 recession into a far more serious Great Depression. My comment to my point made last week. Here's another story, this one from Fortune. Finance YouTubers who promoted FTX have now been handed a $1 billion lawsuit. A handful of YouTubers famed for their personal finance expertise are being chased hard for more than $1 billion by victims who lost their fortunes in Sam Bankman-Fried's FTX. The finance influencers are facing a class action lawsuit claiming they were paid handsomely to push the FTX brand prior to its collapse, following similar cases brought against celebrity endorsers like Tom Brady, Madonna, and Gwyneth Paltrow. My comment, just a nuisance suit or something more? Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Bernie Madoff's former Hamptons home sells for $14 million. The former Hamptons home of the late disgraced financier Bernie Madoff has sold for $14 million, according to the local multiple listing service. The three-bedroom, roughly 3,000-square-foot home in Montauk has been on and off the market since 2018 when it listed for $21 million. The asking price was later increased to $22.5 million. It was most recently asking $16.5 million with Bespoke Real Estate and Tim Davis of Corcoran. My comment, we're going to need a lot more of that karma cleaner for this place. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was Bloomberg's Chicago mayor frontrunner targets crime taxes to court business. Second was, what was eating Tom Lee from Puck? Third was, humbled crypto bros don blazers for Boca Raton from the Financial Times. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. From the Financial Times. Investors in limbo land as trust in markets rules wavers. The scrambled changing of the waterfall structure at Credit Suisse could create long-term problems. A dozen years ago, I went to the London office of Credit Suisse for a tutorial about so-called COCOs, or the contingent convertible bonds introduced after the 2008 financial crisis, in a bid to enable banks to absorb losses in a crisis. The Credit Suisse financiers duly presented a neat PowerPoint complete with arrows and charts, which explained that COCOs lay second from the bottom in the capital structure. Thus, if a bank went bust, its equity would be wiped out first, followed by the COCOs in order to protect senior creditors. In exchange for this risk, those bonds paid a highish return to investors, reflecting the normal rules of financial capitalism. Here's a press release from our friends at Memex. Memex expands investor base with leading options firms. Optiver led equity round focused on supporting the growth of Memex options. Memex, a market operator founded by members to benefit all investors, today announced the successful completion of a strategic equity round of funding led by Optiver, a leading global market maker, to support the launch of Memex options in August. Optiver assumes a Memex board seat as part of the transaction. Additional firms participating in the round include investors Belvedere Strategic Capital LP, Chicago Trading, and IMC, as well as existing investors Citadel Securities and Virtu Financial. And then finally, here's a story from the Financial Times. EU vows to respect bondholders' rights after Credit Suisse turmoil. Single Resolution Board Chair adamant Brussels will not take investors in bank debt by surprise. A senior EU policymaker has pledged not to wrong-foot investors by upending bank creditor hierarchies after a market uproar at Switzerland's decision to favor shareholders over bondholders in the rescue takeover of Credit Suisse. Dominic Leberoux, a chair of the Single Resolution Board, the body in charge of shutting down failed banks, said fears that additional Tier 1 or AT1 bank debt is not investable anymore should not apply in the EU. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.